Lieutenant Thomas Mullen Adams is the first Navy officer killed in the Iraqi conflict. He was aboard one of the two British helicopters that collided over the Persian Gulf last weekend. Six British troops also died. Adams had a long military lineage. He was a descendant of two American presidents. Russell Lewis reports from member station KPBS in San Diego.
Tom Adams was a voracious reader. His aunt, Elizabeth Hansen, says the 27-year-old never missed an opportunity to sneak in a few pages.
Being at even sometimes big, noisy family parties, and we'd look over and Tom would have his nose stuck in a book, and it would be almost comical that he had kind of tuned us all out.
And that dedication to his books paid off. In 1993, he graduated from a large suburban San Diego high school as valedictorian. His family says he had a lifelong love of aviation, geography, and the military. So he followed that passion and entered the Naval Academy at Annapolis. Lieutenant Tim Fox was a classmate and friend.
His intellect was very, very deep, and only if you got a chance to talk to him and get to know him, he would gradually reveal it. He wouldn't try and impress you or show off or flaunt his intellect, even though it was very impressive as you got to know him.
Adams was a decorated naval flight officer. His dad was in the Air Force, and his grandfather was in World War II and commanded a Navy ship during the Korean War. And he comes from a distinguished American lineage. His family is related to Presidents John Adams and John Quincy Adams. There was never any doubt about what Tom Adams' future would be. Kurt Garlsgott is his godfather.
I was always thinking that as a career military guy, we'd be seeing him as Admiral Adams at some point, because he loved it so much, and this was such a goal of his.
What many of Adams' friends remember best about the Navy lieutenant was his lighthearted nature, Tim Fox.
Tom was a guy of infinite laughter who just always was up for a good chuckle with his friends, and he had a very distinct laugh that I don't think any of us will ever forget.
Fox says it was a quick but a loud laugh, and one he wouldn't even try to duplicate. Tom Adams' aunt, Elizabeth Hansen, says it's funny traits like those they will miss.
It leaves a hole in all of our hearts that can never be replaced. It's devastating. Tom's wit, his humor, his spontaneity will never be replaced in any of our lives.
Hansen says she's proud of her nephew's military service. She said he died doing what he loved and that he wanted to make a difference. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.
To recap the war news, today's most serious fighting appears to be taking place near the southern city of Basra, where British forces have fired on an estimated 1,000 Iraqi militiamen inside the city. There are conflicting reports about the extent of an uprising against Saddam Hussein's government by local residents in Basra. The U.S. 3rd Infantry Division is still about 50 miles outside of Baghdad, preparing for an attack on the Iraqi capital.